You smell that? Can you feel it in the air? It is the final countdown. The last few hours remaining before an Apple event. It's
Can't copyright that.
Yeah, I can't get us for that. Hey, how's everybody doing? Good. Thanks for asking. I'm terrible. I feel terrible.
Apple event, less than Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll just say less than 72 hours-ish.
Yeah, so not a lot of time left. If there's any special last-minute leaks that are going to happen, they're going to happen in this time frame. I don't know if you know how leaks work, but after Monday, they don't count anymore. So
it's not a leak. So wait, yeah. If I tweet out the iPhone 16 on Monday, I won't get credit?
I don't think so. I don't think that's how. I've tried that. It doesn't work, I don't think.
You remember that one year that actually happened?
I did that.
No, but like the day of the event, the phone leaked.
Go on.
Yeah, I found it. Look at this. This was the morning. This is actually crazy looking back. Yeah, this happened like four hours before the event.
The marketing images, right?
Yeah. Damn. It just straight up, I think it was literally every color. Yeah, I don't know. Just absolutely crazy. Oh, remember that voice site that leakers started using back in the day?
Yeah. It was. Yeah, that worked very well.
Yeah. Anyway, that was crazy. I don't know. I love a leak, man. Some people, okay, you're either one or two camps, right? If you listen to this podcast, you probably lean more on the I enjoy leak side. But I also know people, and like I see them in the comments sometimes, which is fair. I'm rolling my eyes because it's like, all right, let's grow up here, gang. But people are like, I just want to be surprised. I miss the days when everything was a surprise.
No,
but
you
here's
don't.
The thing. Here's the thing about that. There hasn't really been genuine surprises like ever from Apple.
Yeah, like if you're
there were iPhone 3G rumors. Like people don't realize Mac rumors started in, I think, 1998 or 2000, and 9to5 Mac started around the same time. Like,
Holy. These
rumors have been going on for two decades at this point. Like, there are articles, you can go back in the day, where people are talking about the colors for the iPhone 4 coming in white.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yes, there's been, I mean, okay, let's play this game. What is the last genuine surprise? But I think if you say it, it's not going to actually be true. Are you going to say the iMac?
I'm not.
Oh, go. What was your last genuine surprise?
The absolute bamboozle fuckery that was Apple Watch Series 7.
That's actually really fair. Because remember,
yeah,
the watch
but it wasn't
was
a surprise.
Before.
I guess Apple did keep it a surprise because we had like pictures of a thing. But. With me, Quo, Gurman 2 days before saying it.
Gurman twice.
And then the event happens. Dude, the reveal, the like really close up, and we're like, and then as it gets closer, you're like, that looks curved. And then same watch.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay, that's actually a really good point. For me, I'm trying to think back because if you think about the iMac, there had been rumors, I think even from you and others, that it was going to be coming colors. We just didn't know when. Like, it was a surprise that it showed up, but is there an actual product that has been... the Watch 7 is a really, really good example of that.
You
know what?
Go ahead.
AirPods 4, actually. We have not seen that design.
That's true.
It's the first pair of AirPods since the originals.
And I feel like that would be hard to keep locked down.
Right? But
because they're like, yeah, they're not cheap, but they're not, you know, there's got to be a lot of hands on that project. And I can't believe it hasn't leaked. Maybe it's just because they look the same.
No, because even that, I feel like we've always seen, remember, we've seen those AirPods leaks from like 52 Audio and those first looks
of
the design.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that we actually have not seen that. So I guess that would be a potential surprise.
52 Audio. They were like very good. What happened to them?
I don't know. Maybe Apple got their, maybe Apple Legal got to work. Remember, there's a lot of leakers that have come and gone because Apple will be like, hey, don't.
hey, don't. Hey, you know what would be crazy? Even crazier than Evan Blass leaking marketing images day of, right?
What?
Even crazier, what if a few days, hypothetically, let's say it was a Thursday, and on that Thursday, one of our favorite case companies leaked the whole phone, the real phone. That would be nuts, right?
This is crazy. Do you want me? Are you sure they're ready for the video?
I don't know. I don't know if we should, like, will we get, does this hurt us? Do we get sued? What happens if we play it here?
Are you guys ready for your exclusive first
okay,
look?
Okay, business decision as business partners. Are we doing this?
I think we gotta give them what they want, bro.
Okay, let's risk it for the biscuit. I'm cutting to it in 3, 2, 1. Oh, there it is. There
wow.
she is.
Guys, look, there's the iPhone 16 leaked. Exclusive first look. Tune into the video version on YouTube if you want to see it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. YouTube.com/GeniusBar, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so this is really funny because everybody in the comments is saying that they just leaked the iPhone. Guys,
I mean, it got me, to be fair.
If the screen doesn't turn on or they don't show the front of the box, it's fake.
Yeah, but that's a really good quality dummy. Like the shimmer on the back, you know what? This was my thought process. I saw someone tweeted. Sorry, I don't remember your name. You know who you are. Tweeted it to us. I saw it there and was like, okay, clearly just a dummy unit. But then when I saw them pull it out of the box, they got me. That's all it took. I was like, oh, that's the real one then.
Yeah, they just put it in the bottom of the box. You can even see the USB-C cable is missing underneath the phone. Like if you look closer at this part of the video, when they take it out of the box right here. I noticed this on like the second or third watch.
You can see right here.
Right when they pull it up, there's going to be no cable underneath. See?
Damn. You guys, come on. Pay attention to detail. Before you do such a thing, Sam Cole's going to watch it.
This is so funny. Somebody's going to get in trouble before the embargo. Guess we're seeing it early.
Oh, my God. Embargo. Yeah.
It's okay. To be fair, it is the best one I've seen this season. So, I love you, Sarah. I'm working with them on multiple videos. This is the stuff that they don't pay me for. My case of choice for the majority of the past year has actually been the ESR. Halo Lock series case, I think.
Yeah, full disclosure, they are a sponsor for both of us, but that, you know. It would be way cooler if you actually did leak the phone, and then we could make a video about the leak sponsored by the leakers. Missed opportunity, guys.
If anybody out there has the phone, can you just, like, send it to me early?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
Yeah. This is exciting though because we have heard some. Look at this transition. This is the podcast I would watch. We have heard some deets about the phones.
Okay,
I think we should go. You want to go through them? You want to go one by one?
We're already in trouble for showing the whole phone, so might as well.
Might as well just get rid of it. Okay, we have heard a rumor, according to the one and only Gark Merman.
Gark Merman.
I think.
I love Gark.
Sorry,
Merman.
No, Duan Ri. Duanri, classic OG.
What's the Apple track rating on that guy?
It was pretty high back in the day, but he's just a reposter.
Okay.
Which is fair. Basically saying that there's not going to... We've seen a lot of cases with this cutout on there of like, hey, this is what the capture button area is going to be. It's going to be open. But apparently Apple's cases they'll have somehow got a design that can like... The gestures will work through
yeah,
the case.
How?
Magic.
Man, there's no other explanation.
Just straight sorcery. Which, I mean, that does sound... Apple, obviously, being the first party, does have the super premium ability to, you know... They know their design. They can plan out the cases and accessories. Here's a good question, though.
Tell me.
You think fine woven, those dog cases are staying around?
Dude... Every night before bed, I eat cereal and I pray. I pray for fine woven to not return. It can't. You can't do. First of all, did they halt production on that, or am I wrong?
There was a report that they stopped production months ago because they were selling so poorly.
Like, they're just selling residual. They probably have just stacks and stacks of those cases that are never going to sell. The worst,
yeah.
Sam, you and I. have been doing tech videos for a long time. Along with tech videos comes every cheap case company imaginable. We have had every cheap, terrible iPhone case that has ever hit the market. And those still are better than that fine woven case. It's very bad.
I don't know about that. It's very bad. But it's not that far. It's not that far off.
It's terrible.
I think I could 3D print. Dude, I've been getting into 3D printing. This is a little preview. Look, I 3D printed the iPhone 16.
Now there's the real leak. That clearly is a working unit.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, world exclusive. So this is the new.
Don't show that side.
Super Retina display, bro.
Wow.
Look, you can even see the smaller dynamic island at the top.
That's crazy. Audio listeners, I know you can't see, but he legit is holding up the phone right now. It's powered on. Wow, it even has September 9th set as the date. Crazy.
The capture button. Look at that. So you can take your photos up here at the top. Here, what's cool, if you're like, hey, 3D printing seems, I have another sponsor for them coming up soon. It's actually, I think I say this in the video, it's the most fun I've ever had with a sponsor in my life.
Damn, high praise.
Dude, you don't realize, like, I love the idea of manufacturing things and being able to just, like,
oh, yeah, I should have known.
And then, like, you can just do this.
Specifically tickles your pickle.
Yeah, my pickle was well tickled up for that one. Okay, so yeah, we got and it looks like, so fine woven, we're hearing German says it's probably going to go away. Also, guys, make sure you hit that subscribe button to Apple Track if you wanted to see the absolute last minute leaks and rumors, because of course we've got one more video, one last rodeo.
What you know, when this man says one more, there's two more. He'll find a way.
So it'd be last minute, and then it would be last second. Should I do that? If the day of the event,
yes.
4 hours early, if they leak, should I do a last second?
One of my, like, I don't know how this happened, but one of my core memories is when you uploaded at, like, 2 a.m. one time, and the video did bonkers. It was one of your last minute. You were
twice.
Just sitting in front of your computer,
yeah,
just talking. Just do that.
I think that was when the M1 iMac unboxing leaked early. I almost
I don't remember.
I remember it did pretty well, but I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I would never do a day of event pre-video because that's not going to, first of all, it gets zero views after the real thing comes out. And then second of all, that would be a lot of work on top of
it. It's a fun gamble though, because it either tanks immediately or does very well and there's no in between.
Yeah. Are you going to make any more videos? You put out your kind of like last event video? Okay,
no,
you're done.
Dude.
You're
it took a week to make. I can't even think of a video faster than you can make them.
Your lighting and sound design is. I do want you to help me with my audio soon, I've realized.
Oh, cool. Don't threaten me with a good time. I would edit your audio for every video. I don't care. For free. Just for. Because that sounds
crazy.
Awesome.
That's just crazy, bro. Yeah, you need a 3D printer. Yeah. You can move on to something else.
Speaking of lighting, my guy emailed you, did he not?
Yeah, but I told him that I need a month off before I can talk to him.
Smart. Are you just going to 3D print all your lights?
No, I was just like, hey, I'm a little busy right now and I want to actually like have a convo. So
yeah, smart.
Okay, next up. But look at this. We've been wondering for months. We've been wondering for months, what is the gold titanium color going to look like? This is it.
Okay.
First look.
Yeah, sorry, audio listeners. This, you know, you're having a bad time today. It is an iPhone leak from 9to5Mac. It's a case leak, I guess, technically, but it has the gold iPhone color in it. My issue, though, with what's on screen is that the lighting here is very flat and artificial looking, and I can't really tell what I'm looking at. Like, that just looks like a Band-Aid color to me. But German says it looks good.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Here's why I believe this.
Okay.
If you look at their article, they've got the picture embedded as well. They've got the color up here. If you scroll down, they got the exact color last year for the Titan Gray. Look at this. That is one-to-one with what, like, I mean, that's the color.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing a Titan gray shirt.
Did you plan that?
I didn't. That's actually really convenient. So I, even though it is flat.
Yeah, I believe it too. I just don't know like how to interpret it. My brain doesn't know what to do with this information.
I'm with you because if we do go and look at the other leaks recently, Mark Gurman told us that apparently the iPhone 16 Pro in gold titanium is going to look impressive.
Yeah, it's that's an interesting word for him to use.
So he, somebody obviously sent him a picture of it.
It looks impressive and not terrible like the early renders is what he said. So,
so then I was like, was that a subtweet to me or what was that about?
oh, man. Well, okay. Are we going to hold strong or are we going to fall for the gold one?
I don't know if I can actually buy gold. The more that I think about it, the more I'm like, I'm not so sure about that one.
Well, I had a gold iPhone 14 and regretted it from the very beginning. So
yeah, you did. I remember that.
So I think it's got to look better than that one.
I think I'm going to do white and silver.
Yeah.
Ooh, especially if they make, I really hope they make the titanium reflective or more reflective on the edges.
Here's the thing, Sam.
That would be hard.
I'm really struggling.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a safe space to talk about my feelings other than here.
You should go to therapy, but
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Why? Why are we going to therapy when you got me?
Okay. This is help, but better, you know, this show. Okay. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I believe my plan is to buy whatever Pro 1 looks spiciest. But I think I'm also going to buy one of the blue base model ones. So I have sponsorship obligations that may require the Pro device. But I think after that, I think I'm going to commit to his face right now. Hey, this is my therapy section, all right? We don't need to. Yeah,
what if, bro, I was talking to my therapist and he went.
He made that face. I just made a video about this and like phones being boring for this reason and how a lot of the coolness is the fact that the regular ones are just as good now. Like you can't buy a slow iPhone anymore. And unless the Pros got something crazy that I absolutely need day to day, every year I tiptoe around this idea, and I never just commit and do it. And I feel like I got to do it just for a year, at least just see how it feels, you know?
And how do you think you will feel? Do you think you'll feel, you know, better or worse? How does it feel when you think about iPhone, you know, differentiation?
It has me interested. I'm very curious. Okay. And I'm more curious than the Pro has made me, so that's saying something. And the colors this year, bro, the colors.
Like, yeah, that green one is kind of sick.
All of them, like vibrant and real and not, like on the current iPhones, the only way you can tell what color it is if you read what it says on the box, because that's the only way. It's kind of like how McDonald's, you go there and you're like, hey, don't put ketchup on my burger. And they're like, sure, we won't do that. But then they absolutely do that. It's like nothing you say matters. It doesn't matter what color you buy for iPhone 15. They're all the same. Sam, are you a man?
Yeah, I am.
You probably don't want to lose your hair, right?
No, I actually love my beautiful silky blonde hair.
Well, so many men struggle with hair loss, and what if I told you there's a way to help yourself help you? You know what I mean? All you gotta do is check out today's sponsor, Hims.com. Now listen, this is really, really cool because even if you think you don't need something, you're like, well, I got my hair, I don't need anything. Exactly! That's when hair loss strikes! The best way to prevent hair loss from ever happening is to start before it happens. You can take oral medications that keep your hair, preserve your hair for longer, and then the loss doesn't even happen. But what if you do lose it, Sam? Is there a solution for that?
There is, guys. Listen, Hims provides an access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, serum treatment options so you can find whatever works best for you. And John, the process is simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few quick questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, the treatment is sent directly to your door. I've also been a user of minoxidil for a while now, and I've definitely felt the difference. And guys,
I take both finasteride and minoxidil every day.
You could start your free visit online today at hims.com/genius. That's hims.com/genius for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/genius. Now, here's the disclaimer. Results vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See the website for full details and important safety information.
And see my face when I say this. Thanks, Hims.
The colors just suck, bro.
The colors for the pro?
Yeah.
But Mark Grumman said
pro.
Impressive.
He said it's going to be impressive, but it's like, yeah, I mean, come on. Like, that's so subjective. Like, if I was rating that on an Apple track, how would I even grade that?
Okay,
like,
everyone, save this clip because save this clip and pay attention to his Twitter the second they make that color public.
I'm excited to
hear you losing your mind over this color.
I don't think I'm going to.
No?
I don't know. We'll see.
We have both seen things, and none of the things that I have seen are that color.
Yeah,
and I feel like I need to know. I cannot rest until I know what this gold looks like. I also like that we're calling it gold now and not bronze. It must be like a pretty solid, not questionable gold color.
Yeah, are you really gonna go back?
It's not necessarily going back because I've never been there. You know? It's like this little forest has been there for exploration for years, and I just am too scared to walk in. And what if I just put a backpack on and go in the forest?
I think I'm going to buy, like, a lot of phones this year to see how they look and stuff. And for the...
Yeah, that's you don't do that every year or anything.
No, I feel like I bought only a couple last year. I don't know. I want to make – a lot of the times what I'll do is – like what I did last year is I'll always order more than I need and then just not open them if I don't need them and then return them.
Smart.
Because I never feel bad about returning anything that I haven't opened because they can just put that right back on the shelf.
Smart. Well, I mean, you probably should buy every phone in every capacity and every color because I know how many videos you have to make this month. And
yeah.
You're going to need all the phones you can get.
Yeah. Need all the content we can scrape out here. Okay, next up. You ready?
I'm ready. By the way, sorry, everybody. I know I sound terrible today, but we're trying my best. I'm sick.
We got a new teaser for the event. Did you see this?
I saw it on Apple Track.
Very visual. Look at this. I probably can't play the music because it's copyrighted.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, I don't know. This isn't actually anything like cray-cray.
I mean, it's something. It's glow time.
It made me feel something. It's like a different. It's a different look. Honestly, this almost looks fake. Like the font that
he's
in the beginning looks off, right?
Yeah. Huh.
It's satisfying though. I mean, it's glow time. Is there something we're missing? You put in the notes, and I'll read quote under Jern notes.
Mm-hmm.
Does this event season feel different? End quote.
Yeah. So really, the discussion for that, I don't know if it's because it's like, I don't know if there's a certain threshold of how many years you do this and then the year where it becomes a bit too routine, but it's this year for me. Like, it feels like I'm excited, but I don't feel what I normally feel around this time of the year. Is it me? Or is it the fact that, like, there's nothing really happening this year for the phones? In which case, I would love there to be something that we're missing. That would be so cool to be surprised by literally anything that happens on Monday. I would love that.
Here's the thing. I was feeling actually a little bit of the same. Like, honestly, sitting here right now, I don't feel like there's an Apple event on Monday. For some reason.
Yeah, me either.
Maybe it's because it's on a Monday.
Do you think we're getting punked?
No, no, no. But I think the story is going to be... I think the story is going to be the things that hasn't leaked. Like, the AI, the software. I mean, we've...
Yeah.
You know, birdies have chirped and said there might be an entirely new camera app redesigned from the ground up. You know... This is going to be a very big, tweet, you know. people have said that, you know, the capture button is going to be actually, like, pretty cool and unique mm-hmm. to use. It's going to actually really improve the photography experience. Basically, if you're somebody who, like, is interested in photography, this is the year for camera upgrades. It's going to be probably the biggest year for camera upgrades. And we're hearing all that stuff for battery life. On the pros with the new metal batteries, that faster charging rates, bigger internal capacity. Like, here's what I figured out the other day, because I was feeling the same way, and then I had to cope with it. So what did I do to cope?
Okay.
I look back, and I think about the last time I was just really happy with my phone, and I called it basically perfect, mm-hmm. and that was the iPhone 13. You have to remember, it had the squared off design.
Bro, I feel the same way. Very good.
It got 120 hertz for the first time, mm-hmm. and the battery life increased by an hour or two on every model. Now, if you read the rumors for that, you're like, okay, screen smoother and better battery. Why would I be excited? But then when you actually put that into your day-to-day use, you're like, oh, wait, this is actually like a huge quality of life jump. And I think that's basically, we got the big redesign last year, we got the moderate redesign last year with the 15. Mm-hmm. This year is the classic S year where Apple is perfecting everything. The overheating stuff is being addressed. They're putting a chip with better battery life and better for AI features. Like, the 15 was the base for AI, and now they're going to be like, okay, this is what we can actually do. I think that's the excitement for this year. And the thing is, AI features being tied to software are going to be stupid locked down. That's why we didn't see, you know, a first look at Gen Moji or anything. I mean, we heard about it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was like, okay, I guess, kind of. But when we saw it, it was like, oh, they're doing this on device.
Yes.
So just think about all the photos things that they'll be able to do this year in the new camera app, maybe making the zoom through AI crazy. Like, there's just so many things I think we're on the precipice of that you haven't leaked that are going to be like, how do we not see this? Like, that's so obvious.
Yeah, it's like one of those, it'll be the same scenario when the weird... eye-shaped pill cutouts, you know, had been leaked for months, and we were all expecting. And then, technically, that is what the hardware looks like, but no one... We were all surprised by, you know, what they did with that space with Dynamic Island. So maybe that's like, we think we know what capture button is doing, but they'll surprise us.
Exactly. I mean, everybody was like... Oh, it's going to be the letter I because iPhone. Remember? Oh my God, I've never seen this image. Dude, remember this era? This was such an iconic era where everybody's like, what does this mean? What is this?
Oh.
And yeah, we were all dumb.
You know what's really sad? Like, as iPhone users and Apple fans, the ones that were going to buy the phone anyway, by the time we were nearing the event, we had all fully accepted that's what our phones are going to look like. And we were like, it's not that bad. Like, that would actually look terrible. But we all coped. And by the time we had enough months looking at that terrible cutout to where we just accepted it. We were ready for that to be our phone.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's so true.
So, I mean, I basically think the story is going to be that. Where it's like, when we heard about the iPhone 14, it was the year after the 13. And we're like... What? It's just that the top is changing? That's the only change is the top? And then we saw it and it was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool and fun. This is Apple we're talking about here. They're going to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to do something like that that nobody saw coming. So
that was
like,
genuinely one of the most impressive moments like in recent years, because what they did with Dynamic Island is beyond clever. Like, it is just... It's so good, and I was so surprised. But then followed by, oh, of course they did that. Of course they thought to
do that. It's crazy, because that was the same year as the not flat watch. So maybe we got two surprises at that.
The not flat watch. Yeah. Speaking of not flat watches, are we getting three watches at this event?
So I wanted to ask you about this because I watched my video, but then I watched your video and I heard something that I hadn't seen people talk about.
Okay.
I heard, according to FPT, the number one news source on the internet, mm-hmm. that there's going to be a new Apple Watch SE made of plastic.
Well, I heard that from Mark Gurman, not me.
Well, Mark Gurman did not say when it's coming yet.
Yeah, how did we get SE? What, are we getting SE at the event?
Nobody has said that, but it has been 2 years, and it was previously on a two-year update cycle.
Well, I didn't say it. I definitely heard somebody else say it.
Well, you did say it was going
it.
At the event, but...
I definitely heard somebody else say it. So that's what I did. I got it from Mark Gurman. Even if he didn't tell the internet, someone left an iPhone SE in a bar.
Are you saying you accidentally leaked the iPhone SE?
No, I thought Gurman said it.
I mean, it would make sense, but do you think it would be plastic?
I mean, they can always pull the, oh, look, we can do fun, fancy colors, and that can be their out there. Yeah. I think a plastic, how many times a day do you bang your watch on stuff?
Oh, I bang my watch every night at least.
Exactly. I'm always banging my watch. I'm always banging myself. So it's just like, you know, if you're going to make anything plastic, any product, why would you make the wearable plastic? Do you think they're going to call it plastic, or do you think they're going to have an Apple name for like super strong laminate?
Oh, they'll have it. They're not going to call it plastic. They're going to call it like an Apple proprietary PPR, you know, some brand, TPA, TPS, some kind of, you know, some acronym that'll mean something. But that is, I mean, that's our first look at guys, exclusive. We have another, hold on, another exclusive here on the Genius Bar, the Apple Watch SE3.
The thing is, it's probably not going to be too far off.
No, it's not. It literally looks like it's made for children.
Do you think the colors are going to be cheesy?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be like a 5C type.
But okay, here's the thing. So I'm actually one of those people that I didn't have a problem with the 5C. I think it looks fun. I wish it wasn't plastic, but I think it looks fun.
I love fun.
If you make the watch plastic and similar like deep color like that, the issue is I think it strays just a little bit too far away from fun and more too close to this is for kids. But maybe that's the point. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, I to be honest, when I ask people to watch, usually nobody ever says the SE. It's always like an older series 5 or 6 or something. I don't know if I've ever met anybody. It seems like a great value.
Oh, it is. Right now it is.
Yeah.
Maybe not the plastic one, but... Is there a price that would be low enough to justify the plastic that would make you less weirded out by that?
$199 instead of $249.
But it's proprietary plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So
PPP. Or just PP.
Proprietary plastic.
Apple's like, you want to see my PP? sorry, that was really stupid. Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. We'll see if the watch, I guess potentially. So it would be that, and then the Ultra 3, and then the bigger Series 10 for watches.
Yeah. Which
I'm so uninterested in the Apple Watch.
Yes. Thank you for saying it.
iPhone, I'm very excited, but Series 10 and Ultra 3, I'm just like, guys.
I can't do it anymore, Sam. Like,
yeah,
this is what happens when there's no viable competitor in that area. Apple doesn't have to do shit. The only reason the Apple Watch is minimally updated like it is every year is because they have no pressure to do anything otherwise. It's not hurting them to keep it the same at all. There's no competition. There's no other option. So they're not giving it full business, you know? And I just want a year of full business. It's the Apple Watch 10. What are they going to call it? Apple Watch 9.5 and save 10 for next year?
It's a good point. What if, here's a theory.
Okay.
What if the Apple Watch leaks are wrong again? What if we are going to get the crazy redit? Dude, I
would
scream.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that'd be
That would
fucking
be such
awesome.
A good surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I will say, the CADs that we saw, a lot of people have not talked about this. And it seems, it's hard to keep track of all this. Like, unless you're a fucking psychotic person like me, I get it. Like, yeah. You're not going to know this. Gurman, Quo, others have specifically said multiple times this year's watch thinner. Is going to be a thinner case. The yeah. actual CAD units and designs that leaked are thicker. Mm-hmm. So who's wrong?
Yeah.
Are the CAD files wrong that show the boring watch?
Well.
Or is Gurman and everybody else wrong?
Well, here's the thing. The year that Series 7 happened, I was handed two CAD files. Well, it was actually one CAD file. It was like one file, but it had two models in the file. Side by side. Okay. And one was Apple Watch SE, and one was what we actually did get for Series 7. I got this like a few weeks before the event, and I just straight up didn't believe it. Like, I was just like, oh, that must be last year's. There must be a CAD for last year. I didn't look close enough, I guess. I didn't take it seriously enough to even consider that maybe I'm wrong, and this is the watch. So I'm inclined to not believe the leakers saying that the watch is going to be thinner, because we've all done that, and the CADs have never been wrong. So I feel like I feel like the way you leaned more into the CADs and that validity is probably the right move.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know anything about the watches, but I just know that they're probably still going to be boring.
What are the chances we are surprised by Apple Watch specifically?
Honestly, I'm like 10%.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't feel very good.
I don't feel the magic in the air. There's not enough rumblings for there to be. No. And then we're hearing the health features like BP monitoring got probably pushed as well.
Has Gurman?
I guess BP monitoring would be a surprise.
They'd be surprised, but also really cool. Also, hey, could we do something about blood oxygen, or are we forgetting that now? Like,
it's still banned.
Is that even a feature?
Still banned currently.
Anymore? I don't.
Why have they not just settled, man?
Just don't call it blood oxygen. Call it bodily liquid oxygen levels. Easy.
Or call it UDBoxygen. With the new Apple Watch Series 10 and the UDBoxygen sensor.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would love to be surprised, but I don't think we are going to be. I think... Are you upset if it's thicker?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think the watches are too thick. I was never in that camp.
But if they do get larger and thicker, I think it is going to make it's going to be weird because some people do have small wrists. And
yeah, larger and thicker is always bad for people with small wrists.
Yeah, it's just a lot to handle.
And I think
I guess a surprise.
Has Gurman pulled back on saying the thinner?
No, he said it recently. I think.
Really, Gurman? Who do I believe?
The CADs could be wrong.
The CADs or the Gurm?
Let us know in the comments down below.
It's CADs versus Gurm every year, and the CADs usually win.
So to summarize that section, an SE3 in plastic that launches this year would be a surprise.
Yeah.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very surprised. Oh, but no surprise.
AirPods 4, we kind of touched on already. We haven't seen that design. That will be... I mean, we're hearing they're going to be different than they are currently. I think that'll broadly be a surprise.
Yeah, those are basically Sam Cole editions.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Even though I will say this, I don't know what's changed. Maybe I'm 26 now. My ears are fully developed, but I've kind of exclusively been using the Pro 2s.
They're amazing.
They just sound so much better, and they haven't been falling out of my ears.
You know, people might give me shit, but I will go as far as to say AirPods Pro sound good. Like,
dude, they sound great.
Yeah, like they actually, they have no business being that small and sounding like that at all. And I feel like anyone that claims they like audio, they're always the ones that are like, have you heard Sennheiser, whatever the hell? For what those things are and for their simplicity, incredible. Incredible experience. I never have problems with AirPods. It's the only Apple product that never gives me that and iPad Mini. If you use them together, what a combo. Speaking of iPad Mini, okay.
That brings us. Go ahead.
Listen. I just want to say that for everyone that looks down on little iPad Mini, okay, you don't think it's a big deal. I just want to remind you that typically, when products that have been around or already went through the new design, so there's nothing really, you know, substantial coming, they just do a press release. They don't waste time in an event. If there's a little time, even if it's 3 minutes, if there's a 3 minute time slot in this Apple event for iPad Mini, that gives me so much hope, because not only are they not giving up on it, but they're giving it time at a whole event, so it must be coming with some cool stuff. Can we make it minier?
No.
No?
No.
Says who?
No,
why are you holding them back?
So here's why I think the iPad Mini is actually 100% confirmed.
100% confirmed.
Yeah.
Oh, go on. I'm listening. I'm your biggest fan.
And
right
I feel I feel this because I was listening to the talk show with John Gruber and mm-hmm. Chance Miller on this like most recent episode before the event, and they made a really good point that the last time the iPad Mini got updated was actually September of 2021. It wasn't at like the iPads that came later that year. It was at the iPhone event, because it used an iPhone chip. We have to remember, I think the iPad Mini has the, we can check Apple's website, they just told me, has the A15 Bionic in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want to give it Apple Intelligence. They're announcing the A18. So they're going to show off the iPad Mini with the A18 chip on the inside. They're not going to jump to M1, I don't think.
On iPad Mini? I would hope not.
Yeah.
But hey, if you're feeling spicy, like, I dare you. Go ahead, put an M1 in the iPad Mini.
What would you do with the M1 in an iPad Mini?
I could open YouTube so fast. You know, yeah. Like Netflix would just boop. I would think about Netflix and it would just be open on my iPad Mini.
But are you really want to watch long form content on the second smallest screen on your house? That sounds terrible.
Yeah. The iPad Mini just lives in bed, dude. It's the perfect bedtime device. By the time I'm in the bed, my phone is charging. It's on a nightstand, and I'm full time on iPad Mini. It's the greatest, dude. Oh my God, I love this thing.
I'll tweet out after the show. Rumors suggest a new iPad Mini could be coming again, just to get people excited.
I will retweet it. That'll be my last thing I post on Twitter.
Oh, I don't know, dude. Just whatever.
Not whatever.
It's gonna be a spec bump. They're not gonna actually change anything.
They're gonna change my life.
Dude, it's gonna be a new process. You sound like me. I guess this is how people view me for all Apple products, but just with the iPad
Mini.
Yeah,
I hope you're happy. This is what you look like. This is what you sound like.
It is so funny, like meeting, you know, newer friends where you know, like they saw that I had the Space Black M4 MacBook Pro. He's like, yo, is that the new M4? And I was like, yeah. He's like, wait, didn't you say that you had the, sorry, it was the M3. He's like, didn't you just have the M2? And I was like, yeah. He's like, bro, why would you buy the new one? I'm like, do you not know me yet? Or are we still getting
real
acquainted?
Regular
like,
people don't understand.
Like, I'm going to get the new MacBook because I was just thinking about it this way. You know, anytime I'm not at my main computer, now I'm going to have the most power that I possibly can. To get out things and stuff faster. I'm just saying, it's you never know when you need the most power, and I need the most power.
Yeah, me too. I need to be entertained, but faster.
Okay, so that's it. iPhone, iPad Mini, Apple Watches, AirPods 4. That's a pretty big event.
That is,
for
well,
just things.
Yeah, it is.
Not big in your mind is going to be blown, but big as in like they have to manufacture and ship all of these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could barely make this. and they're about to do this, but real.
Yeah. And a lot of them. So many of them.
Almost 100 million.
So the time is now gone for this, but I thought maybe I just had no, I didn't know anything, just a suspicion that maybe like this week, maybe like Monday or something, they do a press release with the smaller stuff in it.
Hmm.
But that didn't happen. So I guess we're doing it all at this event. So you think?
Oh,
it's still
you thought today there would be like a little?
No. If anything, I thought it would be like this past Monday. You know.
Okay.
But that didn't happen, obviously. Do you think this event is still an hour with all this stuff in it?
Oh, yeah. No, more than an hour. More than an hour.
Okay. Well.
Let's do some research. You want to do some research real fast to wrap things
up? That's what
we
do here. Genius Watch Bar, this. Known for doing research.
Apple, we can go back to their YouTube channel. All right. Look at this. We'll go to their lives.
Yep.
We'll go back to the last time the iPad mini got updated. I think you would like that, wouldn't you?
I would love that. Well, hey there, Sam Cole.
Whoa. Where'd you get that information?
You're just lucky I didn't call you your full name. Samothy Cole.
Oh,
I found that from Google.
Yeah. This is the problem. Now that we're online and even people that are online, all your personal data gets out there because, John, have you heard about these slimy toads that we've talked about before?
Yeah, data plokers.
Yeah, we call them data brokers in the biz. They're these little creepy creatures that siphon your data and they make money off of it. But, John, guess what?
What?
It's still your data, right?
It is mine, and I want it back.
Well, with Delete Me, today's sponsor of the Genius Bar,
you can do
just that. Listen, here's why we use Delete Me. Here's how it works. You sign up and you provide Delete Me with exactly what information you got about yourself online that you want deleted from the internet. And the experts at Delete Me take it from there. They send you regular personalized privacy reports showing what info they found, where they found it, and what they removed. It's not a one-time service. It is a continuous, constant monitoring to remove personal information you don't want online. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I used to get so many robocalls. Like, it would be 2-3 a day sometimes. Yeah. And you're always just like, is it important? Is it somebody, an emergency, whatever? And it's always like the pause. And you, hi, I'm Yoel calling from, you know, that, and it's just like, I don't want to talk to you, Yoel. I want to keep working, right? So it's changed my life. John, do you know the offer that we got for them?
Of course I do, because listen, these data brokers have a full team just there dedicated to collect your data, and it's time for you to have a team to take it all back. And right now, you can get 20% off of your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar. But other important note, use promo code GENIUSBAR at checkout to make sure you get that full 20% off and let them know that we sent you. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, enter code GENIUSBAR at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code GENIUSBAR.
Guys, take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up to Delete Me. Special discount, Delete Me. Sorry, joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, code GENIUSBAR.
Thank you for deleting me.
So we go here. Well, I don't want YouTube TV. So we've got iPad mini and regular iPad. That was 5 minutes to 11. Wait, it was only. Oh, wait, iPad mini is longer than the regular iPad.
Yo, it got so much time.
Look at how happy Tim is. I do feel like there's a secret part of Tim, since that was his first iPad post Steve, that does love.
Yeah, man, it's perfect. It's so good. even the old one looks great.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
but
dude.
That's fine. So then then we got Apple Watches after iPad.
Was that, then we got iPhone. Was that the shocking Apple Watch?
Yeah.
So unfortunate.
Let's recreate the moment we were all singing
at home. Oh my God, no. Dude,
when he shows
I was
us.
So hype, and then it just did.
Yeah, here
yeah,
we go.
Oh
this
my
was
God,
it. It's
right
the angle. You're like, here we go. We're going to see it.
Flat,
oh, it's
going
to be so square.
Ah, oh, right there, dreams
what?
Crushed.
What's going on here, though?
Bro.
But I remember we're all watching it. We're like, maybe it's the angle. Like, maybe it's just the way they shot it.
Oh, I remember during this time, we all went, oh, is this the rugged one that German was talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we still had a little bit of hope, but then right after, he's like, Apple Watch Series 7, and then ruined your day.
And then we were like, okay. Well, we haven't actually seen it yet, so we're like, okay, we can't. Maybe there's hope. And then we go,
I did like that update, though. The bigger screen was a big change that year.
Well, then couldn't you argue the same for this year? Basically, we're getting a Series 7 this year.
It's physically bigger, you know, this year. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole watch is bigger. This was, the screen went out further to the edges that year.
True. That was kind of fun. I remember that time of my life.
I remember that time of my life.
I mean, we've got Apple Intelligence, too. Again, I think that's going to be a big part of it. Genuinely, I am beyond excited for the Genmoji feature, dude. That is going to be so much fun.
Another thing that has me worried that there isn't a lot of new that we're about to see, even in terms of software, is that usually they film like pretty far in advance to get the edit done. But if we believe Garmin, he said like a couple weeks ago that they finished filming. And that's a really fast edit. I don't even edit that fast. So
yeah, considering the production required. Well, they are doing it on iPhone now, so maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they used Apple Intelligence to edit it.
I'm so excited. I'm very excited for the AI features. I really do think that these are going to be a much bigger deal than... Absolutely. And then we've got iOS 18. We're forgetting iOS 18 is like the biggest iOS update. That's not actually out yet.
Yeah.
That comes in September, too.
Yeah. All right. You caught me. All right. I'm a little excited.
See, I think there's enough for a last minute. Last minute video.
Yeah, there is. Oh, man.
And I've got a sponsor for it, which is the main reason I'm doing this.
Yeah. Okay. So, you guys won't see us. This is that time of the year where all of us geniuses, we go our separate ways. And the next time we see each other, the things that we've been talking about all year will be here, and we'll all come back together to discuss those things in an official capacity. Wow. Sam, it's been an honor, sir, talking iPhone 16 rumors with you for a year.
It's been another year, bro.
Yeah.
How long? Oh, man.
Yeah. See, it's happening.
Shut up. No, I feel fine. I definitely don't feel washed at all.
No. I could talk about iPhone every year. Till I'm dead.
I mean, legally, I am required to, yeah. I believe.
I think you're going to be the last one standing for sure.
Honestly, yeah. I could see myself outliving it. But even me, I'm like, I'm 26 now. You know, I got a family.
Yeah.
I don't have a family.
I got a family.
I mean, I do have a family, but they're not like...
Yeah.
I don't have my own family, you know. I'm just kind of vibing.
You're gonna be 36 and still doing it.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. Apple September 2024 event rumors. Is there anything else, John, that's around the corner that's been in development with Apple that's been on your mind?
Are you hinting at something?
I'm just trying to draw it out a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. I see. Oh, man. Wow. let me think. Oh,
wait, okay, I know what to talk about last because I mentioned it. Have you ever had a 3D printer?
Never. Uh-uh. Nope.
Dude,
I've been curious.
Another sponsor like sent me this, and you can tell when I'm like, when I talk about it on the podcast, I like actually am like, whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, I have had more fun with this 3D printer in the past 24 hours than I've ever had with anything in my entire life.
But that's crazy. How long did that take to print, by the way?
Like 40 minutes.
Right? Yeah, that's too easy. You can just make something exist.
Yes.
In 40 minutes.
Wait, let me go show you what I just printed before the show. Okay. Keep them entertained.
Okay. I'll keep you guys entertained because he's going to go get a thing. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, ah, he's back. Okay. What do you have?
It's a little benchy boat.
I wasn't prepared for how adorable it was going to be.
20 minutes. Look at this thing.
Oh, it's a little boat. That is cute. Does it float? Have you tried it in the bathtub yet? No, it doesn't.
That was the first thing I did. The Benchy doesn't float. So I've been looking for a new design that I'm going to print soon because I want to have like a little, you know, little play date with me and my little boats.
It's got to work.
Yeah, I was like, who did make it? I bet somebody made a floating version of this.
Are you going to have a little place in your house for all your little 3D printed trinkets?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Dude, it's just the ability where you can just be like, or you need like a little part for something.
Oh, yeah. You can just be like, boop. Yeah, boop. I make the part.
No Amazon.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Do you have Apple Watch CADs?
I mean, we made a model, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh.
Like, we make our own models for anime.
Could you see my phone?
No.
Okay.
We make our own models for all the products that we render.
You have Apple? Okay, I'm just asking, just shooting a quick friendly message about Apple Watch CADs, and we'll see.
But I can print anything.
Yeah, why? Maybe... Are you going to include that little printed model in your video, your last minute video?
Unsure. Probably not. Basically, my sponsor segue is like, hey, now Apple officially announced the 16, but I still don't know exactly what it looks and feels like. So I printed one to get a better sense of it. And then I think that's actually like a pretty cool integration. Yeah, it's very,
no,
I mean,
I'm
dude,
jealous.
I don't know, man. They're not that expensive. I think the base one they sent me is about $500, and the nicer one they sent me is about like $1,000. And then there's an even more expensive one, and I'm gonna reach out as soon as I'm done with these.
The Boss Battle 3D printer,
dude, because it's even faster and quieter. I'm not okay, John. I like
this has really unlocked something in you.
No, this is embarrassing. It's like you and that little like mini bike you wanted to buy. It's just.
But
you know, it's a bit silly.
The only
but
difference
whimsical.
Is I'm not making fun of you and saying it's silly. Saying, wow, I can't even picture you riding a 3D printer.
I'm making fun of myself. I'm making fun of I can make but I can print my own bike now.
Well, you just printed a boat that doesn't float, so I don't know if I want you to print a bike.
No. I printed other things too.
That bike's got a bike.
So I also have an orange one. You know what? Do you want a boat? I can send you one.
That would be so cute. Yeah, I want a boat.
Do you want this? What's your issue? I have blue, pink. Oh, I have a glow in the dark I could try. What's your favorite like
you
color?
Glow
do, you,
in
what,
the dark.
Do you want a black?
Blue's
yeah,
my favorite color. Not quite that blue, but more like the blue. That's a really good blue.
Wearing.
But like more like the blue that's on our XLR cables.
Hmm. It's a little darker. So I don't have a darker blue, unfortunately.
Damn.
So this is the best I could give you.
Okay. I want a glow-in-the-dark one.
Okay, you want to glow-in-the-dark. You also have, like, an orange. You can do a pink, a yellow. There's some multicolor functionality on the A1 as well, the Bamboo Labs A1.
You know what? I'm going to give a very not-John Prosser answer. I want yellow. Final
Done.
Decision.
I can print that in 20 minutes and have it your way tonight.
Just imagine how much more fun a tiny yellow boat is compared to a blue one.
It's, dude, I don't know. There's just something
it is
about
so
it
adorable.
Where you're like, I know, it's just a little guy. I don't know.
That's the anytime I think about 3D printers or anything like, I've never had an interest or a curiosity to even attempt that. But now that it's like somehow hooked you, now I'm curious.
I'm telling you, John, embarrassing the amount of time I've just spent watching it print because it is so satisfying. I think because I have OCD, I think it's like there's some part of my OCD that is like calmed by it because it's like, look, it's perfect. And like,
and you get
man,
to watch
it's
like
up,
layers
like
be built into a thing that's
right?
actually physical
oh, I feel
and
like
tangible.
The master. I feel like the master of my own universe. I'm going to make a whole little city of these, and we're going to rule the world.
Well, let's just – that's the next merch drop. How many boats can you make and how fast?
I think my current output is one every 18 to 20 minutes, but I have two printers. So we can do six an hour.
Yeah. Remember do you remember
Wait,
our weird genius airlines mock that we made for absolutely no reason?
Yeah.
Just little planes.
Maybe we put like the GB logo on top and sell these for our next merch drop.
That's By so the way, adorable.
I know. What's the idea? You got to mute?
No. The idea is for the next merch drop, like a golden ticket, somebody gets a boat.
Oh.
Just a single boat. Somebody's going to get it.
Okay, I like that.
An adorable
by the
3D
way,
printed boat.
Leave this in as a little tidbit for everybody listening, but we do have a merch drop coming soon. Should be live within about 3 weeks, if everything goes right. Samples are currently in production.
And you're going to get a boat.
It's happening. And somebody's going to get a little boat.
Somebody's going to make Apple great again.
Should we? That's the thing. If Apple lets me down, I'm going to need like a hat or something that says make Apple great. I'm going to need something.
We're
going to
need
like
a movement, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling very political this year, you know?
Yeah, man, that's definitely what I feel like, too. Wow. So political currently. I can feel it in my bones. Man,
yeah,
that would be
Apple
so crazy
again
if we had a merch drop coming up and a boat. Wow.
Really, it's been ultimate genius bar. What if every order gets a boat?
That's cute, but then it's not special because everyone got a boat.
That's true.
Unless there's VIP package that you could buy them. It's like whatever this is, hypothetically, let's say it's $100. But if you want a boat, it's $500.
Should we just sell this exact boat?
Yeah. Oh, that's I feel like so we got to change it a little bit.
You're right. I'm sure we could whip something.
It's got to be
up.
Able to sail genius seas.
The app that they have is incredible. Like, you can print all kinds of stuff, bro.
Can you print stuff from your fucking phone?
Yeah, dude, I can print something right
what?
Now.
What? That's so cool. Can we, for next Genius Bar, can we have like a print cam that we can
dude,
just check on throughout the episode?
Right here, just for you right now.
Okay.
I want to print an iPhone 15 Pro case.
Okay. I love it. Does it have a capture button?
All right. Prepare to print.
Does it have a capture button?
PLA, perfect. No, this is for the 15.
Oh,
nobody has the 16s up there, probably because it's not like a real thing, kind of. Ooh, what color do you want to print?
For a case?
Yeah, let's do a pink.
That would be cool, glow in the dark, too. But you could never lose your phone!
Okay, look, I'm sending the print job.
Let's go. Send the print job. Send it.
Yeah, I just sent it. All right, here we go. It's printing
now, John. Okay, that's what yeah. We live in the future.
Dude, watch this. I can also hit play and I can show you a live cam.
It has a camera on it! Is this normal?
This, bro. Oh, wait. I bet I didn't take the sticker off the camera. I was like, why does it look like that? Hold on, I can send something to the other one, too. Hold on. What should we print on? Bro, this is too much fun. Ooh, what do you want? Name anything you want, and I'll start printing it for
you. Anything I want?
Just name it, and I'll search it.
Can you make like a folio for iPad mini?
iPad mini case. Let's see.
Do you have
Let me just search iPad mini.
Do you have
mini.
Enough filament? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is. iPad mini 6 case.
All right.
I can print you this.
That's adorable. Oh my, that looks, yes. Actually, yes.
Okay.
Unironically, blue, yes.
Okay.
I feel bad taking blue though, because I know you like blue, and then that means you'll have less blue to use.
It's okay. Oh shoot, I gotta put it on the other printer. 6.3 hours for this?
Hell yeah. Only the best for the iPad mini. It's all the intricate details,
the
you know.
Queue. I'll have to add that to
the iPad mini is such a complex design.
Apparently the charge port needs to be bigger though. We might have to wait for that.
Oh hell. Can't you just make it bigger?
You have to have some design knowledge, dude. This is so fun. I could just look at stuff all day. All right.
What's the most popular thing that is printed? Does it say?
like the most downloaded ever from them.
Yeah, like what when see. People have a 3D printer for the first time, what's the thing? What's the go-to?
All models downloads. Oh, I think this is the most. It's a little like fake plastic.
I should have known better.
It's for a lighter though. It's for a lighter. I am going to get into firearm manufacturing though.
Okay, sweet. That'll be great. That'll line up perfectly with our political campaign we're about to launch.
The current number one is this. It was a genius sponsorship that a YouTuber did where they made like a Dieter Rams like iPhone standby mode.
Oh, that's
print.
Cool.
So I'm going to print one of those too, probably for my own video. That's this will cool. take how long? Ooh, I should actually, maybe I should start that now because 6 hours.
Damn. Well, don't you have to shoot with it with a certain friend?
Yeah, Luke is coming over to shoot as well. We've got a lot of work to do the rest of the day.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Well, we'll see you guys.
Well, they didn't even get idiot bar. We're failures.
Yeah, I know. I hate being a failure.
It wasn't goofy enough for idiot bar.
All right, guys. It's go time. We've waited for this moment the entire year. You know what to do, geniuses.
Your days are numbered.
You know to watch. Yeah, yeah.
Your days are numbered, little guy.
And then we have... Do you think Apple's going to be mad at me for Google printing this?
They're mad at you already, I'm sure, for something else. So.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I guess.
Yeah. Oh, this song slaps every time still. It
you have great music for Recycle Bin, too. You did a great job on that.
Oh, I tried to change the music for that one time, and people were not okay with that.
Okay. The show's been great. I listened to a lot of this afternoon. You sounded rough when you recorded.
Yeah, I think I sound rough now.
No, you sound great. You sound normal to me.
Oh, cool. Thank you. You know what I just realized when I picked this up? Wow. It's so heavy. I bet a 16 regular model will be so light and lovely to hold.
That is true. It will be lighter.
That'll be pretty cool. I feel like
the pros are getting heavier this year.
Why?
Just a little bit. Just because they're getting physically larger. Oh, I got to put that in my Last Minute Leaks video. Great call.
Yeah, hurry. All right.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
We'll see you guys.
One.
Wait, when are we going to see them Monday?
Maybe. We'll see how the first video goes. I have a feeling it's going to be a disaster, so unsure.
Okay, guys. The second that the event ends on Monday, just start refreshing our YouTube channel.
Well,
that won't be a problem at all. It'll definitely be very quickly, and you won't be doing that for a couple days. See you then, whenever that is.